What would the Local Planning Assistance Act do?
It would aid communities in doing local planning. It would put the state and local communities in a partnership, but the local communities will retain their decision-making powers. It will help communities begin to understand the relationships and work on perfecting the relationships between planning and what they want their communities to be, their vision.
Don't local governments, by and large, already do a pretty good job of planning on how to use land?
Many of them do, but there are a lot of things that old-time plans or plans that haven't been thought of more recently haven't included. For example, many communities will have a comprehensive plan, but they don't have any component in there about technology. What kinds of wiring do you need and where? What kinds of opportunities do you have to be able to offer in order to draw certain kinds of businesses?
How does the bill address orderly growth between adjoining communities which may or may not have similar objectives?
Well, hopefully that the cooperation between the adjoining communities, adjacent communities, will come about because the state will be helping in getting everyone to try and get some sort of uniformity, if possible. I don't think we're going to get communities to be all harmonious about what each one thinks should be done with a piece of land that's located between the two of them until we begin to settle some issues of taxation.
Are there any bills in the Illinois legislature that look at taxation and comprehensive planning?
There are lots of bills in the legislature that look upon taxation. I'm not certain how many of them totally comprehend the relationship between planning and taxation.
The Local Planning Assistance Act has been sent from the Senate back to the House with a technical change concerning telecommunication services. Is this an issue?
We understand that this was just put on. It has to do with one telephone company telling another competitive secrets, and I think there won't be any difficulty in the House. The House sponsor, Ricka Sloan, who's the chairman of the Conservation and Land Use Subcommittee, has said that she doesn't see any difficulty in getting concurrence from the House.
One of the key elements of the legislation calls for the Department of Commerce and Community Affairs to make grants to local governments interested in developing growth plans. Will there be funding next year if George Ryan signs the bill?
Unfortunately, there is no money to back this up. It'll have to go through an appropriation in the next session. I don't think that's surprising. At this point in time, the financial crisis is so enormous that nobody's talking about funding any new programs. However, I think once the state's financial situation settles down, we will see funding for this. Just to give you a background, last year Governor Ryan had in his budget $750,000 for similar grants. They were called the Balanced Growth Capacity Building Grants. Communities around the state of Illinois applied for upwards of $7.5 million worth of grants. Now, obviously, most of those grants weren't funded, but there is a need that local communities feel strongly about. I just assume that once the financial situation in the state comes back to normal, or what we have seen for the past decade rather than the past year, that we'll see funding for this.